USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As inflation numbers Tuesday shocked investors on Wall Street, President Biden took a victory lap at the White House for the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all our distinguished guests, CEOs, advocates, activists, thank you for joining us. And what a great day. Exactly 4 weeks ago today, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. The single most important legislation passed in the Congress to combat inflation.
76-year-old Ken Starr, a former federal appellate judge and prominent attorney whose criminal investigation of Democrat President Clinton led to his impeachment, has died. Starr died at a hospital Tuesday of complications from surgery. Starr had been hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Houston, Texas, for about 4 months. A teenage human trafficking victim who stabbed her accused rapist to death was ordered to pay $150,000 restitution to the pimp's family and sentenced to 5 years of closely supervised probation by a judge in Iowa on Tuesday. Piper Lewis was a 15-year-old runaway when she stabbed her 37-year-old abuser, Zachary Brooks, in a Des Moines apartment back in June of 2020. The Department of Justice announced three men were found guilty of felony and misdemeanor charges related to January 6. The DOJ added they participated in heave-hoes against a police line using riot shields stolen from the Capitol Police. Not a single arrest has been made in more than a dozen attacks on pro-life organizations across the country, claimed by left-wing pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge. Jane's Revenge had claimed responsibility for at least 18 arson and vandalism attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. Zero arrests by the FBI or Department of Justice. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Consumer Price Index climbed 8.3% over the past year, according to data released Tuesday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's not good for the current administration. The Phoenix metro area, home to roughly two-thirds of the voters in Arizona, where Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat, is up against Republican Blake Masters, saw inflation rise 13% year-to-year. That's the highest local metropolitan reading in the country. The second highest metro is 11.7% in the Atlanta, Georgia area, home to 6 in 10 voters, represented by Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Does it really matter what is said on TV and radio about politics this upcoming midterm election in November? With the fortune spent by all political parties, the simple answer is yes.
With the midterm elections drawing near, Republicans are in their final sprint of campaigning in the hopes of potentially retaking political control of Congress. But there are some concerns that a possible red wave could weaken to more of a ripple. Speaking on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah weighs in with his thoughts about how the GOP will fare come November.
As a sidebar for the media to create this narrative that there's no hope and there's this blue wave rising, I think that's absurd. And I think the data bears that out. We're going to take the House. I'm confident of that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.